This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I'm here. I'll admit I barely made it this time. That seems to be happening a lot this week, or really just this month. It's been a lot, you all know, but I'm here. I made it, and we've got a lot to talk about. I would say a great show, but maybe I shouldn't speak that. We'll leave it up to you to determine whether or not it's going to be a great show. But for me, knowing the conversations that we have coming up to share with you, I'm looking forward to those, as well as the NBA inserting itself into the conversation yet again. I think that is also kind of funny. Just the way that, and I know I've said this earlier in the week, but it cracks me up, the way that this trade deadline is now infringing on Super Bowl storylines and Super Bowl topics. Same as the NFL was encroaching, it's a perfect football word, the NFL has been and is encroaching on the NBA's holiday, which has been Christmas for so long, only now to see fans start to recalibrate the way that they consume sports on Christmas with NFL games. League doesn't care that it's a Wednesday this year. Last year. Who cares? We'll play games on a Wednesday just because it's Christmas. So from now on, I told you the NFL's not giving up, not walking backward. So from now on, the NBA has to share Christmas Day with the NFL. And so the NBA has decided, well, turnabout is fair play. We're taking over your Super Bowl week with a bunch of our superstars getting traded, of course. It's gamesmanship. I like it. League to league. NBA's not taking this lying down. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'm sure that the NFL needs to bear some responsibility for it, though, because if you have a season that continues to expand, it's now 17 regular season games. Very soon, most people would tell you, insiders would tell you, and if the NFL had its way, it would start tomorrow. Very soon, the regular season will be 18 games. I think it should be 20 weeks. If you're going to add an 18th game, I think that it should be an extra bye included in there for each team. It's kind of crazy to think about a team having a bye in week 4 or week 5 of the regular season and then playing, let's say you're week 4, then playing 14 straight weeks after that or 13 straight weeks after that. That's nuts. That's an entire college football season and then some without a break. So it shouldn't be expanded to 18 games in the regular season unless it's also 20 weeks. So stick with me here. You expand the regular season to 20 weeks. What does that mean? Well, then your playoffs don't start until mid-January. And then your Super Bowl is pushed back even more because you have supersized wildcard weekend. Oh, and if the owners had their way or the commissioner had his way, they'll expand the playoffs again too. They want to. They want to expand the playoffs to 8 teams on each side. And you know that's half the NFL. 16 teams in the postseason is exactly half of the NFL. Ridiculous. We already know the line of demarcation in terms of the contenders and the pretenders is not half. We already see it in supersized wildcard weekend. A clear line between those who can compete for a Super Bowl and those who can't. Those who aren't in the same space. But I digress. Playoffs would start mid-January. Then you would have the Super Bowl, what, the same weekend as Daytona? You'd have the Super Bowl the President's Weekend, which is usually third weekend in February. Pretty soon there'll be a new kind of March Madness, the Super Bowl. I mean, that's, you want to talk about total insanity. So the NFL actually deserves this because they expanded their season. They added to their playoffs. They're the ones that backed up to the NBA trade deadline. And so we move through this week closer to Super Bowl. And the biggest headlines are coming from the NBA, at least right now, along with Myles Garrett. Even WWE has taken note of the fact that Myles Garrett wants out of Cleveland. Tell me we have it, producer Ryan.
Hold.
Please hold. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'm glad to have you with us. It's been a week, but I am proud of what we've done so far. It's a little challenging not being on the ground in New Orleans, but that was my decision for a lot of reasons, none of which you care about. Just not being in New Orleans means you're not seeing the people that you're talking to. So that poses some challenge. Like on Wednesday afternoon, oh my gosh, because all of the conversations, well, a lot of the conversations that I'm having start early in the afternoon, which means I'm usually sucking coffee while I'm through a straw rapidly while I am going through the first conversation. Sometimes I can hear it in my voice. But on Wednesday afternoon, had the really neat opportunity to connect with two people who were instrumental in putting together a great special that airs on Fox right before the official pregame coverage kicks off. But just as a side note, Ryan, did you know there are 67 hours of Super Bowl pregame coverage on Fox?
Why?
That's a great question. Poor K. I have no idea. 67 hours? Do you think there's anybody out there? And you're a cool kid. Do you think there's anybody out there? Carlos. Carlos just gave me a look, Ryan. I called you a cool kid. You're a cool age. How about that? I am so decidedly not cool. But do you think there's anybody out there at all who will watch even 65 hours of pregame coverage?
Do I know someone who will watch more than two? Probably not.
You definitely don't know a host. Well, this host who will watch more than two. But I am looking forward to the Madden Cruiser with Bill Belichick. This is going to be awesome. The name of it is a Bayou. Shoot, where's my full name? This is bad. Well, it's not bad. I just have to look it up. I've seen the trailer. The trailer is terrific. And it's not just Bill Belichick. It's also Bill's closest friends. I doubt his girlfriend. Bill Belichick's former players, also people who are from New Orleans, who have ties to New Orleans and its rich football tradition. A Bayou Adventure with Bill Belichick. I was so close. Bayou Bill. That's what we can call him. If you haven't seen the trailer, it's pretty sweet. Maybe I'll share it with you on social. The Madden Cruiser, a Bayou Adventure with Bill Belichick. And I had the chance to catch up with two of the executive producers behind the scenes. Michael Strahan's also a producer on the project, but Constance Schwartz-Marini and Fred Anthony Smith. These two collaborate on other projects like Coach Prime about Dion at Colorado, Evolution of a Black Quarterback. It's in the Game, Madden NFL. And in addition, they are partners with Smack Entertainment, which is an agency that represents Deion Sanders, Michael Strahan, Aaron Andrews, Stephon Diggs, DK Metcalf, Travis Hunter, and Shedeur Sanders, and a whole lot more. So it's a neat collaboration. And I think there is quite a mystifying presence around the Madden Cruiser. The family partners with the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and so it's often on display there or available for fans to walk through. But as it turns out, they lent the cruiser to Belichick for this project. Of course, he's Bill Belichick. If anyone's going to be deferent, pay deference, everyone's going to be, pay deference, proper deference to Madden and his family and his legend, it would be Bill Belichick.
No worries.
I've started an InstaFace account or whatever it is that he did.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here?
Well, I am too. It's kind of sad that I actually can recite these things. The Madden Cruiser, a Bayou adventure with Bill Belichick. So coming up at the top of next hour, behind the scenes in putting this special together. And like I said, it's a bunch of big names in football. It's a bunch of people with stories that will appeal across the board. And it really is an opportunity for New Orleans to be in the spotlight. So I'm excited to share that conversation with you. And then a little bit later in the show, Chiefs insider Matt Derrick, who we've not had here on the show before. It's pretty incredible considering how much we've spent time talking about the Chiefs since 2019. Actually, since 2018, really, when Patrick Mahomes was drafted, although he didn't start his first full year. But Matt wrote a couple books, one about the 19 Chiefs season that ended a half century drought, and another about Patrick Mahomes called Showtime. Mostly, though, wanted to check in with him and see how the food is in New Orleans. Just kidding. Though I did ask him about that. And also about what's different with this team. Certainly more pressure than ever on the shoulders of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Chris Jones and Trent McDuffie and some of the stars on the defensive side of the ball. So those are our two conversations on this edition of the show. But like I say, NBA hijacking headlines. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I did go back and answer some of your questions as part of Ask Amy Anything. You can find those on both of our social media sites. But it's been a lot, so if I didn't answer your question, don't take it personally. Maybe I'll get back to some more of those. I'll just be honest, I didn't even know the Jimmy Butler trade happened until I walked in the building and I was talking to Ryan, kind of collaborating over the biggest stories, yada, yada, yada. This is what we do. And he casually mentions, the Jimmy Butler trade. What?
Oh.
I was like Patrick Mahomes when he first saw the news about Luka getting traded to LA. Wait, what? Butler got traded? And then Ryan tried to convince me it happened at dinner time, which it did not, because I didn't lie down for a nap until I think it was 7:45, maybe even closer to 8 o'clock Eastern, needing to recharge a little bit. So yes, I skipped whatever big game there was on Wednesday night and fell asleep. I did open up social media when I got here and also look at my phone and didn't have any notifications. I guess it wasn't big enough news.
We're disappointed it was the Warriors.
Right. So Ryan casually drops that in, just assuming that I've already heard it. Ruh-roh, I had not. Good thing Ryan's here. So Jimmy Butler, who hasn't played since January 21st, it's been about 3 weeks-ish, Been suspended three times. Three's your magic number here. Really did make himself public enemy number one for the Miami Heat. I don't like the way he handled his business. I've been pretty clear about that. I think a lot of his choices and his behavior over the last few months had been Bush League, the opposite of professional. I've even said he's acting like a punk, essentially making everyone around him miserable so he can get his way. And that, to me, is the wrong way to go about getting what you want. Now, granted, the Heat weren't inclined to trade him until it became an untenable situation. At the same time, I think there's people, and I might put myself in this situation. I respect him as an athlete. He's unique in his tenacity, in how he defends and how he attacks the game of basketball. But I think I've lost some respect for him just in terms of how he conducts himself. This to me is too James Harden-esque. But he does ultimately get what he wants, which is a one-way ticket out of town. And he lands with Golden State, which is also odd. They were very close in the Bay Area. The Warriors were very close to bringing Kevin Durant back in the fold, which, oh my gosh, could you imagine the reaction to that around the NBA? It didn't happen because KD didn't want to go back to Golden State because, you know, his legacy since he left the Warriors has been so good. Don't want to tarnish that now. It looks like Kevin Durant may stay with Phoenix, though there's still time. Trade deadline is still more than 12 hours away. Sorry. It's what, 4 o'clock Eastern time, 1 o'clock Pacific. So there's still time, and there could be breaking news overnight. But for now, KD remains in Phoenix. Instead, it's Jimmy Butler heading to Northern California. And we'll get the reaction, some of the details of the trade. I mean, it's a lot. There's a lot of players on the move. There's picks on the move. There's multiple teams involved. This type of stuff, these types of salaries. So the NBA has rules where these things have to even out financially, which is why there have been trades nixed in the past. So Butler is the centerpiece, but Andrew Wiggins is also on the move. We'll get the reaction of Steve Kerr and Steph Curry. And also, did you hear what happened pregame? This literally broke minutes before Wiggins and the Warriors were set to tip off in their game on Wednesday night. Kerr, not a big fan of how this trade deadline is situated and how disruptive it can be. But the Warriors were in Utah. They end up losing by 3. Gosh, they give up 131 points. I know Draymond Green is back, and he did play 35 minutes, still easing himself back into it. But they're going to need him and presumably Butler if they're going to take any kind of a defensive stand. They're sitting right now dead red at 500. And once again, have a losing record on the road. So they fall to a team in Utah that had just 11 wins before tonight. Again, the reaction from Golden State, some of the details, if we can pass them along. De'Aaron Fox speaking for the first time as a member of the San Antonio Spurs, as did Victor Wembanyama, but he sounds like he's in a bathroom. Did you hear that cut?
Yeah, they were very, very bad making pregame.
Oh, that was pregame?
No, it was postgame. Huh. And then on top of that, he has like a flu or whatever it is. He's recovering from something. So he's like,
Okay, well, that's probably not audio that I'll use. But De'Aaron Fox did talk about playing with Wemby himself. And also he admits his wife didn't want to move to Texas. I mean, I don't really want to move to Texas either, but sometimes you got to go where it's best for your family. Chris Middleton, he's gone from Milwaukee, replaced by Kyle Kuzma. I wonder if Kuzma's going to bring those crazy sweaters where there's no arms. You know, the huge pink thing he was wearing? It was almost like a, not a onesie. There's another word for it. There's another word for these.
Sherpa?
Yeah. It was something along those lines, like a long shawl with the arms that trailed all the way, your sleeves that trailed all the way down to the ground, bright pink. I remember whenever that happened initially, we looked up the price. Those things are expensive. You pay extra to look like that.
Gets dirty because it's dragging on the floor.
Right. So we'll get to all the latest on the NBA, as well as Myles Garrett speaking out about his request to leave Cleveland.
We can't wait to get the hell out of Cleveland.
Wait, no, you gotta use the rest of it.
We can't wait to get the hell out of Cleveland, just like Myles Garrett.
Wait, but Ryan, the best part is the booing inside the arena. All right, Ryan will use the whole thing coming up. The new day. I mean, this is more WWE presence on the show than we've had in 12 years. Someone asked me recently my favorite professional wrestler. Am I allowed to say The Rock? Because I love The Rock. Okay.
He stops in every now and then, says hello.
Well, does he have to be current? My favorite of all time? Can it
all
be The Rock?
It can be The Rock, yeah. That's a lot of people's favorite.
He cracks me up. Is it okay, good. So I'm not completely that far out there. Does it matter that I can probably only name four, five?
That's fine.
Okay. The Rock. I'm going with The Rock. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So coming up, Jimmy Butler on his way to Golden State. The Lakers, not quite done, though Luka's still the centerpiece of their moving and shaking. Chris Middleton, no longer a running mate to Giannis Antetokounmpo. De'Aaron Fox makes his debut. Well, makes his first appearance with the San Antonio Spurs. The NBA hijacking the NFL's superest week. 37 minutes for Fox, by the way. I didn't realize he played that many. 24 points, 13 assists. Oh, well, hello, Victor Wembanyama. Got quite the point guard running alongside now. 855-212-4227 at A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Work on the other side. They gave him some room. Horford all over. Gets it off the ball. Get it to Jimmy. Three left on the shot clock. He elevates for three. Leaned in and bounced up and in. Jimmy Butler has lost his mind. 34 points. 2 of 4 from the land of milk and honey.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Jason Jackson on Heat Radio, but it's no longer his to be, yeah, his to call, his to be excited about. Jimmy Butler's not been a happy or content or contributing member of the Miami Heat for quite a while. This has been brewing, and he really forced the hand of the Heat. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So still to come, we'll see whether or not Kevin Durant gets moved or if other trades are made. But already, Luka Doncic, De'Aaron Fox, now Jimmy Butler, and it cost the Warriors Andrew Wiggins, who was an instrumental part of them winning their last ring a few years ago. You may remember how big he was in the playoffs for Golden State when the Warriors desperately needed the scoring, and he really stepped up in a way that I don't think they could have won without him. I know last year was tough for him. He was out for a lot of the time, not only injuries, but dealing with some personal challenges in his life. But right now, second leading scorer on the Warriors roster with 17.6 points per game. So Steve Kerr, he's a guy that laments the way this business goes with guys in and out, and had kind words to say about Andrew Wiggins.
Wiggs just had a baby boy last week. Girls in school. You know, Wiggs is one of my favorite players I've ever coached. Just a beautiful soul, just a wonderful human being. And you know, we don't hang that banner in 22 without him.
If you haven't heard some of the details about how this went down pregame, it was fairly drastic. And this is the type of stuff that you might see in a movie or a documentary where Wiggins is out there on the court getting ready for their game in Salt Lake City. He goes through his pregame warm-up and his pregame routine only to get back to the locker room where he gets greeted by a Warriors assistant coach, a security guard, and Steph Curry. They walk him back to his locker, presumably telling him what's just happened, that he's been traded. And a few other players who've also heard the news, they walk over, they shake his hand. Then the Warriors locker room gets closed to the media so that Kerr can address the team. This is not typical, right? This is regular availability in the locker room, but Steve Kerr closed it so they could talk as a group. And at this point, they have to go out and get the rest of the Warriors. They're not all in the locker room. And Kerr, you hear that emotion in his voice. And we know both he and Steph Curry had talked about not wanting to see the Warriors broken up just for the purposes of making a splash this season or trying to make a run this season. And they did hang on to some of their younger players like Jonathan Kuminga. He's one that they're very high on. They'd had opportunities to bring in all-stars in the past, like a Paul George. They'd flirted with that idea, but it would have cost them some of their young talent. Brandon Pajemski is another player they didn't want to get rid of his second year with Golden State. And so, yeah, Steph Curry, post-game, after they lose in Salt Lake, walking us through what it was like pre-game to get this news.
You're around this league long enough, you see a lot. That was, and even so, that was a new situation for sure, just because, I mean, you know, all the talks that were going on the last week. And until, you know, front office pulls the trigger, you don't necessarily believe anything's going to really happen. And especially with the guys that were part of the deal. I'm glad the way we did it, looking back, to have that moment with our team in the locker room and just us talking, you know, for Wiggs, especially, you know, the amount of time he's been here, what he's meant to our team and our franchise to help us climb the mountaintop again back in 22. He changed a lot for us for the better, and I hope his experience with us, you know, changed a lot for him as well.
It maybe is a Band-Aid on a broken leg, and I'm not sure how much people will hear it, but Steve Kerr was talking too about this idea of moving the trade deadline. It's like moving the goalpost, moving the trade deadline so that players don't get pulled off the pregame court, get sent somewhere else, or unceremoniously walked out of their own locker rooms, only to then have the trade or the All-Star break kind of disrupt things too. He'd like to see maybe those two events closer together.
The league should consider making the trade deadline, you know, at the All-Star break, you know, just so you don't have to face these games where guys are getting traded half an hour before and a game, and, you know, you're trying to process the emotions and trying to win a game. I don't know if it's possible, but it'd be great if we could move it back to, or you know, make the last couple of days, you know, before the deadline, like off day. I don't know how to do it, but these are tough days for sure.
Yeah, it, you can imagine everybody's waiting around. There's a chance, and everybody's heard it, that Kevin Durant might rejoin their locker room, but in order to get a Kevin Durant, or in this case, a Jimmy Butler, all-stars, established players, you obviously have to give up assets, quote unquote. You have to lose some of your own guys. And so everybody knows that's a possibility and is likely going to happen. It's just a matter of who. And when it costs you not just Andrew Wiggins, but other players as well. Of course, it's disruptive, but there's also an emotional letdown to it. So no Kevin Durant. He didn't want to go back to Golden State. Jimmy Butler will decline his player option for next season and will sign a new two-year deal for $111 million. So he'll stick with the Warriors through 26-27 season. Dennis Schroeder, who the Warriors just got in December, is going to Utah. Utah is sending PJ Tucker back to Miami. Remember, he played there a couple of years ago. Wasn't he part of their run to the NBA Finals? I think PJ Tucker was, right? He had come off that Milwaukee championship and then was part of the Heat and kind of gave them, along with Jimmy Butler, that same tenacity. So yeah, there's a lot of moving parts here, but the biggest thing is Jimmy Butler got what he wanted and he goes to really the complete opposite corner of the United States from Miami to San Francisco. De'Aaron Fox, he's settling in with the Spurs. And also we'll see whether or not Kevin Durant gets moved. I wonder how the Heat players are feeling in the wake of this. No, Eric Spoelstra has got to be relieved. So a little more with the NBA trade deadline as we head up to the top of the hour. And then a fun conversation with two of the executive producers on this Madden Cruiser special that comes up before Super Bowl on Sunday on Fox. A Bayou Adventure with Bill Belichick. He's Bayou Bill. 855-212-4227 at A-Law Radio. And then our Facebook page as well. Here's our latest sports update. He's wearing shorts and a sleeveless shirt, even though it's the middle of winter in the Northeast. I don't understand, but that's what we love about our anchor tonight. Pat Boyle is unlike anyone else. Hi, Pat.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Ball at the free throw line, wide open for a 15-footer, and it is off the front of the rim, though good. Wow. Rebound to Dyson Daniels. He lost it at midcourt. Spurs have a break the other way. It's Fox taking it inside for a layup. Fox with a bucket now has 24. And the Spurs lead by 4, 111-107.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
De'Aaron Fox wasting no time getting out there and running full court with Victor Wembanyama, Harrison Barnes, Chris Paul, Devin Vassell. These guys logged a lot of minutes as Fox plays in his first game as a member of the San Antonio Spurs. And they do come away with a one-point win. Despite giving up 43 points in the third quarter and themselves being outscored in the second half fairly drastically, that lead from the break held. And De'Aaron ends up with 13 assists, which is notable, 5 rebounds, 3 steals, 24 points, and now he's a member of the Spurs. And he actually sounds a lot different than Luka Doncic. He sounds like he's pretty excited, not only for the prospect of playing along with Wembanyama, but about the potential for this team.
Especially, you know, not losing a rotational piece. I feel like we could be much better. Even watching that last Memphis game, someone texted me while watching the game. It was like, this is kind of what we missed, going through like those dry spells offensively, and just adding another guy who can put the ball in the basket, who can get downhill and create for others. I feel like we'll help with that.
Now, apparently, his entire family wasn't on board when this trade to San Antonio was announced.
Funny enough, my wife didn't want to come to Texas.
Funny enough.
Yeah. My wife didn't want to come. I thought it was perfect fit-wise on the team, and then also just the way our life is going. And I'm very happy. But, I mean, as a man, as a leader of the household, and it's funny because her dad told me this. It's like whenever they moved from California to Texas, her mom didn't want to do it either. And then it ends up being great and she loves it. So we're going to make this process great.
I like it. I like that he's honest. And it maybe pulls the curtain back a little bit on what it's like. He's a superstar. He makes a lot of money. But to get traded midseason to a place where your whole family is not on board initially, don't love it, don't want to go. That's real life. Moving sucks sometimes. It doesn't matter how much money you have. Moving to a new place where you don't know anyone and you have to start over, that also sucks. When it's not your choice, oh, that makes it even more fun. So think about this from De'Aaron's perspective as husband, right? As a family member, you got to get your wife on board too, but I'm going to hope, believe that she'll make some new friends and that she'll settle in. I know my husband being from Texas, there's been talk about us moving and I would have to be a little more convinced, even though I love my mom and mom is there. I don't love the weather in Texas. So that, well, at least not in the summertime, not in the Houston area. So we'll see. We'll see if, my husband is feeling the same way that De'Aaron Fox is feeling. Funny enough, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence at A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page. sorry. Just make me laugh how we started out. Funny enough, I'm sure she didn't think it was funny at all, but funny enough. All right, what about playing alongside Victor Wembanyama?
It's a very unique opportunity. Not many guys come around like that. And I think, you know, not just him, but everybody else, I felt like the fit would be spectacular. And I feel like I have a lot of years left to play. And, you know, some people say you kind of expedited that process. But, you know, you look at a team like OKC, where outside of Shea and I think outside of AC, everybody else is pretty much on a rookie contract. So I feel like we can do the same thing.
It is good to be able to build from the ground up. And he sounds like he's on board. Luka will eventually get on board, but his body language indicating he wasn't so on board when he first found out about the trade. And he said that it was a shock to him and that the first 48 hours felt like a month. Now, LeBron James, he was weighing in on the Luka trade again on Wednesday. And I thought it was funny enough, that he had the same initial reaction that the vast majority of the American public did. Didn't think it was real.
I mean, yeah, you guys seen the report. I was out with my family at dinner and got the news. And the first time I heard it, I thought it was for sure fake. Thought it was a hoax. People messing around, whatever. But then when AD called me, AD FaceTimed me, and I talked to him for quite a while. And even when I got off the phone with him, it still didn't seem real. And it still pretty much didn't seem real until... saw Luka today, and then I saw a clip of AD at the Dallas shoot-around.
I hope that puts to bed any of these ideas that LeBron wanted Anthony Davis shipped out of L.A. I know a lot of people want to blame LeBron for a lot of things, and I'll just raise my hand and tell you I don't always love how he's done business either, though I would say he... maybe he's earned the fact or earned the right to play where he wants to play, considering what he's meant to the NBA. But even going back to the first departure from Cleveland, I'm sure if he could do it again differently, he would. But to blame him for Anthony Davis getting sent to Dallas, I hope has been debunked now. Because both Rob Pelinka and Nico Harrison made it very clear. This was kept under wraps on purpose. The coaches didn't know. The other players didn't know. Luka and AD didn't know. So I believe him. I believe that this was on the DL. That this was under cover of night and it was a shock to everybody. I mean, there's LeBron telling you he thought it was a hoax. He was at dinner. So was Anthony Davis. No, Anthony Davis was about to watch a movie with his wife, right? Luka was about to go to bed. Kyrie Irving said the same thing. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was a joke, too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What about LeBron and his future and him leaving the Lakers?
I'm here right now. I'm committed to the Lakers organization. I'm here to help Luka and Maxi make the transition as smooth as possible. As a leader of the team, as one of the captains of the team, it's my job to make it as seamless as possible.
I don't know what more you could ask, especially with his son now in the organization. I don't think there's any real danger that he's going anywhere else. All right, just have a couple of minutes to the top of the hour. Matt's in Pittsburgh. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy. Thanks for taking the call, and thank you for all the great coverage, as always.
You're welcome.
Just a very quick point. I think it's interesting. It's crazy to me. All these big moves, and I don't think any of them move the needle for the actual favorites to win the NBA title this year. It's just a little bit different, I feel like, than years past. And that's all I really wanted to say. It's just they all are setting everything up for the future, which is interesting, and it's different than what it's been in the past. Thank you for the call, and I'm curious what you have to say about it.
Appreciate it, Matt. Thanks for listening. I would say that the NBA midseason has lost its luster. And that's not breaking news because it's certainly true that people aren't watching NBA games anymore. I sometimes wonder if it's a little bit like college basketball and March Madness, where you maybe don't even realize or you're not really plugged into who's playing where and how until the playoffs start to roll around. Every team, it seems like, makes the playoffs in the NBA. No, that's not accurate, but 10 in each conference have the opportunity to reach the full bracket or the official first round. So yeah, you expand it a lot, too much, and it's overloaded. It's bloated. It's too much for people to keep up with. And Adam Silver has admitted that they have a major problem in terms of TV viewership, but the social media, sadly, is what drives the NBA. That's how they keep in touch with new fans. It's YouTube, it's Insta, it's Twix, it's Snapchat and TikTok. It's those forums that keep people engaged, a younger audience. So as much as they are trying gimmicks like the in-season tournament, like this expanded 7-10 split, this weird tournament that they do, play-in tournament that they do, what they really kind of hang on for is the postseason. So yeah, maybe right now it's not as impactful as it will be once we get to playoffs, but then you'll start to see a lot more of this. And the All-Star break is coming up next weekend too. At A-Law Radio and our Facebook page, I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all of your kind words about the new blog post that I released on Wednesday in honor of National Girls and Women in Sports Day. My new post with 12 lessons learned in 12 years hosting After Hours. And it's available either, again, on my Twix, A-Law Radio, or pinned at the top of our Facebook page. Thank you so much for reading. It was fun to put together. Straight ahead, oh, this is going to be fun. Some producers to join us here After Hours.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.